Masechet Holin Perek He, Mishnah Bet. We'll continue to talk about the laws of Otova et Beno and how they connect to a consecrated animal that was offered off of Har HaBayit in the wrong place, and also an unconsecrated animal that was slaughtered in the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash, which is also done problematically. Mishnah says, Holin Kadashin Bahutz. If the first animal that was slaughtered was unconsecrated, and the second animal was consecrated, and both of them are slaughtered outside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, Harishon Kasheru Patur. The first animal is fit for eating, and the person who slaughtered it did nothing wrong. There's no punishment, it didn't do anything wrong. It was an unconsecrated animal that was slaughtered outside of the Beit HaMikdash. No problem whatsoever. Vashini Sofeket Ha'arba'im Upasul. The second person receives 40 lashes for violating Otove et Beno, and his animal was unfit for any purpose in terms of being brought as a korban outside the courtyard. So even though it was a consecrated animal and was brought outside of the courtyard, we say it was consecrated over here, but still, since it was a violation of Otove et Beno, because it's the second one being slaughtered, we say that bottom line, the person technically didn't do anything wrong in terms of receiving punishment for offering it outside the courtyard, because it was a violation of Otove et Beno. It was the second one being slaughtered. So even though it was consecrated, it couldn't be offered on Har HaBayit because it was in violation of Halakha in terms of Otove et Beno. Next case, Kadashim v'Holin Bahutz. If the first animal was consecrated and the second animal was unconsecrated, and both of them are being slaughtered outside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, Harishon Hayav Karetu Pasul. The first slaughterer is liable for karet, for slaughtering a korban outside of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, and the animal is unfit for any purpose, like any korban that's slaughtered outside of the courtyard. V'hasheni kasher. The second animal is fit to be eaten. Second animal is fit to be eaten, even though it was slaughtered in violation of Otove et Beno. It doesn't make the animal forbidden to benefit from. And bottom line, it was unconsecrated, and also it was slaughtered outside the courtyard. So it was slaughtered in an appropriate spot and place. The only problem comes Otove et Beno, which you could benefit from, but he does receive a punishment in this case of Malkut. Ushnehem sofkin et ha'arba'im. Both people here, both the slaughterers receive 40 lashes. The first one for slaughtering a korban outside the courtyard in the inappropriate spot, and the second one for a violation of Otove et Beno. Next case, Holin v'kadashim bifnim. If the first animal is unconsecrated and the second animal is consecrated, and both of them are slaughtered inside the courtyard, Fenehem pisulin. Both of them are unfit for any purpose. The first animal, which was holin, it can't benefit from because it's holin that was slaughtered inside of the courtyard, which is a problem. Holin ba'azara. And the second one, which is a korban, is unfit because it was disqualified because of a problem of it was in violation of Otove et Beno. So therefore, shnehem pesulin, but they're both unfit for any purpose. V'ashini sofeket arba'im. The second slaughterer receives 40 lashes for violating the law of Otove et Beno. But the first slaughterer does not receive malkut because for the sin of slaughtering holin inside the courtyard, there's no punishment of malkut. Next case, number 8 in the series of 12. Kadashim v'holin bifnim. If you have the first animal is consecrated and the second animal was unconsecrated and both were slaughtered inside the courtyard, hadishon kasheru patur. The first animal is fit to be offered as a korban, and its slaughterer is not liable for any punishments. He didn't do anything wrong. He took a consecrated korban and brought it inside the Beit HaMikdash, inside the courtyard. V'hasheni sofeket ha'arba'im. The second person is sofeket ha'arba'im. He receives malkut for violating Otove et Beno upasul, and the animal is unfit for any purpose, like the regular law of holin that's slaughtered in a courtyard. Ninth case, holin bahotz ubifnim. If both animals were both unconsecrated, and the first one was slaughtered outside the courtyard, and the second one was slaughtered inside the courtyard, harishon kasher upatur. The first animal is fit to be eaten, and the shohet did nothing wrong. He took an unconsecrated animal, and he brought it outside the courtyard in the appropriate place. Vashini sofeget harbaim upasul. The second slaughterer receives malkut for violating Otove et Beno, and the animal is unfit for any benefit, like a regular case of holin that is slaughtered inside the courtyard. Next case, kadashim b'chutzu bifnim. If he took a consecrated animal and the first one he slaughtered outside the courtyard, and the second one he slaughtered inside the courtyard, hadishon hayav karet. The first slaughterer is liable for karet, for slaughtering a korban outside of the courtyard, but he's not in violation of Otove et Beno. Vesh ushnehem pesulin, but both of the animals are unfit for any purpose. Ushnehem sofkim et ha'arba'im. They're both unfit for any purpose because they're both consecrated. The first one was slaughtered outside, so that's obviously a problem. The second one was slaughtered inside, but it was in violation of otov et beno. So therefore, that cannot be used as a korban. And both people here receive ushnehem sofkim et ha'arba'im. They both receive malkut. The first one for violating, bringing a korban outside of the courtyard, and the second one for violating otov et beno. 11th case. Holin bifnim ubahutz. If both animals were unconsecrated and the first one was slaughtered inside the courtyard and the second one outside of the courtyard, harishon pasul upatur. The first animal is unfit for any purpose, like holin that was slaughtered inside the courtyard. First one was slaughtered inside, second one was slaughtered outside. So therefore, first one, which was unconsecrated, slaughtered inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, that is a problem. So therefore, it's pasul, like holin that was slaughtered inside the courtyard. And the slaughterer is not liable for malkut. We say he doesn't receive malkut for that. V'ashini sofeget harba'im v'kashe. The second slaughterer receives malkut harba'im for violating otov et beno, but the animal is fit to be eaten. It's fit to be eaten because it's only a case of otov et beno, and it was a unconsecrated animal that was brought outside the Beit HaMikdash, so you could benefit from it. Last case, kadashim bifinim u'bahutz. If both animals were consecrated, the first one was slaughtered inside the courtyard and the second one outside the courtyard. Harishon kasher u'patur. The first animal is fit to be offered as a korban. It was a consecrated animal that was brought inside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. So it was slaughter was done okay. And everything is, there's no punishment and the korban is okay. Since the shohet did nothing wrong. V'asheni sofeget ha'arba'im. The second slaughterer receives malkut arba'im for transgressing otov ed beno. And the animal is also unfit to be brought as a korban. It was a, the case was a consecrated animal that was brought outside of the courtyard. So he did violate otov ed beno, and also he violated the that the korban was slaughtered outside the courtyard. So therefore, the animal is unfit to be offered as a korban. We say in this case where it was a consecrated animal, but it was brought outside the Beit HaMikdash. In this type of scenario, we do say that a person receives malkut in karet, but here, since it was in violation of tove et beno, because the first one was already slaughtered, it's not considered to be that he gets karet and malkut arba'im, because it was already pasul to be offered, because it was in violation of tove et beno.